Been a good day in the Lord, ain't it? I tell you, God's been good to us. Brother Tony, you got some scripture you'd like to read tonight? You sure? All right. Amen. All hearts and minds clear tonight. Nobody got testimony, song, anything on your heart? Amen. It's rare that I do this. I got Brother Randy and EJ here. Troy told me last night he'd be here today and got an appointment for tonight. But I won't hold you long tonight. I say I won't. I'm not a short-winded preacher. I know that. I try to be. I try to cut it down, then I get full. But I want to just read one verse of Scripture tonight with the Lord's help in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 tonight. I said this the other night, but Brother Randy wasn't here. I thought he did a good job on that funeral. And that'd be a hard thing to do. I thought about that many a time. And with my grandmother or my mom or my children, sometimes a man does the funeral themselves. Sometimes they get somebody else to do it. And I don't know many men that's tried to do it, but I know there's been a few that their parents had asked or somebody had asked. But somebody asked me one time, said, would you do it? And I said, I'd try to if they asked me to. I don't know if I could. You don't know till you get there if you'll be able to. But, you know, I thought, you know, ever since I've been pastor, my mom's been a member. I've been her pastor. As far as I know, I'd figured it up one day now longer than anybody else has been her pastor. So I think it'd be a disjustice to not at least try if she asked me. And my wife, I've been her pastor longer than anybody, and as hard as it might be, I think I'd have as much to say as anybody would of how good she'd been. I don't know if I could preach, but I could tell somebody how good a Christian they was. And, you know, sometimes you think about other people and they come on your mind and heart about what would you say. And there's a lot that you could say about every person if you pastor them long enough and you get close to your people. There's a lot that you could say. But what I want to preach on tonight is not, I don't want this to be a negative message. I want us to take this positively, okay? And I don't want nobody to think it, I think anybody's doing this, but it'll help us if we won't do it. In verse 14 tonight, I want us to stand for the reading of God's Word. I just want to read this one verse tonight, and then I'm going to go in a couple other places and read a couple more verses. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14. He said, do all things without murmurings and disputings. And I believe that'll be all that we read there. You can be seated. I want you to find 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. 10:10. It's Corinthians. I'm sorry. Let's get over there. Get it right. I thought it's 1 Corinthians. There ain't no 1 and 2 Colossians. I'm sorry. 10:10. I had it right to start with. That shows we're human tonight, you know it. Chapter 10, verse 10. Listen to this. He said, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. And then I want to read one other verse tonight. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. And I guess you already know what we're going to preach tonight. I was reading a few minutes ago, and the Lord just really pricked our heart about this. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. I think as Christians, we got a lot that we can be blessed and be thankful for. Amen. There's no doubt in my mind that sometime in this year, as a man of God, that I'm going to find myself, and I really believe this. I believe when we get down where we're complaining We begin to murmur about things that's going on in our lives that we have somewhere gotten off the track, got our eyes off the Lord, or either gotten out of God's will. It's not God's will for us to complain about what God's done for us. Amen. I've thought about, if nothing else, we could be blessed and thankful of the help that we've got tonight. Amen. A lot of times we'll complain about our knee or our foot or our eyes or our hand. But if we didn't have a hand or a foot, amen, we'd be in bad shape. You know, I got to thinking about the children of Israel as they come out of Egypt, how that when they got to thinking back about when they was in Egypt. Now, some people's going to complain about everything. Y'all with me tonight? Some people, they're complaining over in Egypt how hard things was. It was God hearing their prayers. It was God going to send a deliverer. And they had the melons and all the good food, but they was in bondage. They was slaves. That's trying to make bricks without straw when Moses got there. And people was murmuring and complaining. And then God freed them and got them out of bondage. As they're traveling in the wilderness, and they begin to complain again. They didn't have anything to eat. And they didn't have nothing to drink. And so God sent, amen, some quail to fill the land and loud water to come from the rock there to feed his people and to give them something to drink. And then they started complaining about that's all they had to eat. Amen. Don't let us get caught up in the world to complain about everything that's going on. Amen. Amen. I believe God allows these things to go on in our lives to help mold us and make us what he wants us to be. A lot of times when we're complaining about something, it's the very thing that God's using in our life to get us where he'd have us. Do y'all believe that? And tough times will cause you to pray. Tough times will get you closer to Jesus. Trials and tribulations chip off the things in our lives that shouldn't be there. Yet that's the time we find ourselves complaining the most. Amen. The children of Israel. God, you know, to get them from bondage to the promised land, they had to go through the wilderness. There's no other way to get from here to here without going through the wilderness. Yet the whole journey they complained until finally the Bible said that they murmured amongst one another until the destroyer destroyed them. Whether you believe this or not, complaining will destroy you. Amen. It'll get you in a shape in your life where you can't see nothing good going on. It saddens me to hear people talk about what the church is not doing. What about what it is doing? What about what's going on? What about people crying and testifying and children going to the altar and people getting saved? Why don't we see that? Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, it's amazing. Other people come in our church and they'll talk about how good of a choir we got. Amen. We'll have one bad practice or one bad Sunday. Sometimes everybody will say, boy, choir sounded pitiful. The choir ain't perfect. Amen. It won't be perfect when we get to heaven. But I'll say this. Our choir is as good as any other church I've heard on our worst Sunday. Amen. And that's not bragging. I'm telling you, we got people who love the Lord. This church has got some good Christians. And we ain't got a lot to complain about. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you something. You know, I thought one time, we're not careful when we get complaining too much. God might just really give you something to complain about. Amen. I've heard people, and this might get a little rough for a few minutes, but I'll tell you something. Some of us will go on our job and we'll complain from the time we clock in to the time we go home. We're not complaining when we're eating supper. We're not complaining when we go out and eat. We're not complaining when we get a new car. Amen. And I'll tell you something. Well, you won't believe it or not, that job God has blessed you with is providing the things that you need. And we ought to be thankful that we even got a job. Amen. Amen. What kind of testimony do you think it gives out to your job when everything that we do, we're always complaining about? We'll go to work. First thing we do is say, you have a good weekend? Well, it could have been better if my wife would have done this, or if my kids would have done that, or maybe the wife will go to work and say, you know what? If my husband had done this or done that, amen. But I tell you something, if you didn't have a husband or a wife to go home to, amen, we'd be thinking twice about what we're saying. See, we don't realize sometimes what we got until we don't have it. We complain about the good things that God's given us when we ought to be on our feet praising the Lord after His goodness, His mercy, His love. Amen. Well, I tell you, God bless a lot of us and have some good godly families. Amen. Boy, we'll go to work, we'll complain. Amen. I like what Brother Tony said one time. I ain't never got the point to say this yet to somebody, but I probably will one day as I get older. Some people kept complaining on his job. He said, Brother Jeff, I just told him one day. He said, if you ain't got nothing good to say about the company, go get you another job. If you don't like it that bad. Amen. Even when people complain about how much they make, well, go make more if you can. If you can't, quit complaining. Amen. You know what that tells me? We're not worth more if we can't get more. I don't care who it is. Right now, I can't make no more and what I'm making, so I ain't going to complain about $15 an hour. I have made $5 and a quarter before. Amen. Some of y'all remember that? When you started out, I've heard some of you say, I used to make a dollar and a quarter. I used to make $3.25. I used to make this and that. I'll never forget one of the days I complained the most. I think about that. But I'd never really worked hard until that day. You know, working hard will cause you to complain a little bit if you ain't used to it. Amen. And when I was on a football team, I seen some of these boys have nice cars and gas to run around town and go cruising. And I wanted that. We didn't have a lot of money. Mom and him had four kids. I'm getting a little taste of that now. And I thought it was rough, but too, it's really rough with four kids. It is. And we didn't have a lot, but God blessed us. But I remember one day my coach, Brother Mallory, he said, how many of you boys would like to make some money Saturday? He said, I'll pay you $5 an hour. Well, that's unheard of almost. Amen. I mean, I only made five and a quarter and they taxed it. You bring home this little measly check, Brother Darrell. So I thought, $5 tax free. Amen. I got this house and he said, ain't going to be hard. He said, I want you to get behind this trailer and I just want you to follow me. And when you get to a bale of hay, grab it and sling it up there to me. And I'm going to stack it up. And I said, all right. About 30 minutes in that, I knew I'd made a mistake. Amen. I was complaining about how sore I was and wanted to know how long we'd been out there. Ain't even been an hour yet. And Brother Brandon, after 4 hours, when I stood there at that man's door, he said, come on, I'm going to pay. And you don't think about it. But as hard as I worked, I thought I was going to get a lot. And I just didn't put it together. 5 times 4 hours, we left at noon. He gave me a $20 bill. I felt like I was abused. I complained. I said, you mean to tell me, going home, I did all that work for $20. But now when I look back on that, I was $20 better going home than I was coming. And God blessed me with that $20. It had been good if I'd have praised His name and blessed Him for giving me that job. Amen. Do we do that? You know, I even thought some of us had probably prayed prayers this year. And God answered our prayers. And when we did, we started complaining about it. Some people, they'll pray, Lord, send us more people to welcome God. And then more people will come in. And then maybe they don't get along with one another. I can't believe she said this. I can't believe every time I come in, she's got my seat. I mean, she's done got my spot in the choir. That's the song I used to sing. And she didn't know it. Now she's singing. I ain't heard none of that. But let me tell you something. If you get where you're like that, you are going to be a miserable Christian. Amen. And you're going to make everybody else miserable. Amen. The children of Israel, they could have been happy on their journey on the way to the promised land, and that's miserable. Amen. And yet they've just been freed from slavery. Amen. You know, I wonder sometimes if some of us wasn't with them, you know, you was on your way to hell, now you're on your way to heaven. And some of us I ain't seen smiling so long, I wonder if we forgot how to be happy. Amen. I think some of us forgot when we come to church. This morning we come in, it was cold. And it's cold to me, so this ain't where I got this message. This would be a good place to drop this in. Nobody intentionally made it cold in here. So maybe God just wants to see how we're going to react with it. And nobody started saying, well, praise the Lord, at least we're inside instead of outside. Nobody says that. Hey, we all, everybody, I said all, not one or two. All said, Brother Jeff, it is so cold. What is wrong? The heat's not working. Amen. I tell you, years ago, that'll pop back. Belly stove. Everybody sit in the back of the church. They got up here close to the stove. Amen. Praise the Lord. And sometimes it does good to just get close to one another. Amen. You know what the Bible talked about? Two's better than one. See, if one's cold, the other one can get up to them and warm. I think it'd be good in some church if everybody quit scattering out so far and get in there close to one another. We wouldn't even have known it was cold. There's a lot of churches spiritually are cold because everybody's scattered out once one another. Amen. They won't hug one another. When they do, people see icicles hanging off of them. Ain't nothing to it. Amen. I'll tell you, I've had people shake my hand, Brother Manner, and I felt the coldness. They couldn't have been no more colder if they'd have put their hand in the freezer before they shook it. I knew they didn't want to shake my hand. I knew they didn't love me. Amen. Now, I'll tell you something else. You ain't got to tell nobody that. Other people know that. They can sense that. When people's not getting along, but when we're getting along, like we do at Welcome Grove, they sense that too. Amen. Do all things without murmuring. Wonder, I don't want to just get on the ladies tonight, but I'm going to stay here just for a moment, and then I'm going to get on the men with the Lord's help, because it's all of us. When was the last time you was, Brother D.B. said, boy, when his mama used to get in there and do dishes and do the laundry, she used to sing old gospel songs to Jesus. I tell you, when Brother D.B.'s mama was doing laundry, she was hanging them out on the line going across the yard. Now, won't you think about that tomorrow, our last couple of days when it's 20 degrees, if you was outside having to pin clothes up on the line. Amen. And it's not just the women. Men help with laundry. So I go ahead and get all of us now. Nobody wants to wash them. Nobody wants to dry them. Nobody wants to fold them. Nobody wants to put them up. Everybody complains about it. And yet we got a machine doing all the work. Amen. I tell you, it does good for our wash and dry to go out for about a month, and you have to load everything up in the car and go up the laundromat, just see how tough it is just to go a mile up the road and wash them. Amen. I've done that. That ain't easy. That'll make you complain a little bit. You drive all the way up there, wash them, dry them, fold them, try to put them back in the car, turn the corner, everything flips over the floor before you can even get back home. Amen. What I'm getting at is, look how good God's been to us. Amen. Every one of us, we're going in a new year. We got food on our table. We got something to drink tonight. We all got clothes on our back. Everybody Everybody's dressed nice. Nice cars. We used to say, boy, God bless us with heat and air. Some of your seats are heated. You get in, get to sit right on the heat. Amen. And we're still complaining. What's it going to take for you to get happy? Amen. I know people that's complained made $30 an hour. And I know people's complained making $5 an hour. I know people complained that I thought I had a good godly wife and good children. And I've seen people complain when they're married to somebody that wouldn't go to church. Amen. Children of Israel is being led by one of the greatest leaders of all time, Moses. And all they was doing is complaining the whole way. Amen. And I'll tell you something. You might not believe this, but God gets tired of hearing it. He's over in children of Israel, and the Bible said this. He said, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to wipe them out. I'm about tired of hearing it. And it was because most said, now, God, what is people going to think of you if you brought these people out in the wilderness and you've led them away from Egypt just to destroy them? And you know what Moses said? He said, God, before you do that, just blot my name out of the book. He loved them people. Amen. But he didn't want to hear the complaining no more than God did. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, I love this church. I love the people I work with. I love my family, but I hate murmuring and complaining. Amen. And I think everybody does. I've said this several times, and I mean it, and this is not ugly. I've told my son, my daughter, my own family this. I said, you don't think the Lord's being good to us at Welcome Grove? Go visit a few churches. And then come back. You'll be a good member. I know what's out there. I praise God for the day every time I pull back up in this parking lot and know there's a chance we're going to feel the Spirit. Amen. Not to say that we can't feel it somewhere else. I take him with me. Amen. But there's times we get in meetings that's so cold and so quiet and nothing going on. We really wonder sometimes. We made that long journey and we didn't even get to feel God's presence. We'll complain about it. But I tell you something else, if I come over here tonight and didn't feel nothing, you ready? I still ain't got nothing to complain about. I got to see some of my best friends. My kids are still alive. Hey, man, I still got a good wife. I'm getting in a good car tonight and going to the house. I got a job in the morning, praise the Lord. We're going to get to eat tonight. Amen. Not only we get to eat, sometimes we get to eat, we don't even have to cook it. I had some good fish and chicken this afternoon. And I didn't have to do nothing but open up a little old styrofoam box. Amen. Dig in. I wonder how bad we'd complain if we had to go back to tilling the ground and watering it every day and pulling all the weeds out and praying that God send the rain and the water and then half the crop was lost. Amen. I wonder how much complaining we'd be doing. You know, I hear this lots of times. People say, well, we just need to get back to the good old days. Well, you can go out in the backyard and ply up a garden if you want to. That's what they's doing in the good old days. I like eating out. Amen. I do. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to have to get an ox out of the barn to plow up something so we can have some salad or tomato sandwich. Amen. You can say it's lazy if you want to, but I'll tell you what God's done. He's opened up a door where we don't have to spend as much time doing something. We ought to have more time to study and pray, get close to the Lord and witness to other people. And we're in the last days, if you'd have it, or the door's fixing to get closed up, or have you want to look at it. And I told him in Sunday school, well, it's another 100 years or another 1,000. 1,000's nothing when we've already went 6,000 years. And so time is drawing short. What are we going to do in 2016 for Jesus? Amen. I'll ask you one last question. I'm done. How much complaining are you going to do this year? If you're going to complain, just start tonight. Just get in your car and be a good one. Amen. You know what the Bible says? If you're going to do something, do it with all your might. If you're just going to be a sour, not be happy, just be good at it. Be really sour. Get where nobody get around you, because I tell you, you'd be better off to be by yourself than to ruin everybody else this time. Amen. I tell you, if you get really good at complaining, everybody will leave you alone. But if we'll love people, you know what the Bible said? If we want friends, show ourselves friendly. And I tell you, usually people that we pick to be friends is not somebody that's always complaining. But they're always happy. Happy to see their friends. Happy to get together with their family. Happy to be able to come to church again. Brother Tony, I got a lot to be happy about. And I tell you, all of us, we could look at this past year. There's definitely things that we could complain about, every one of us. I'm not getting on us to say, you know, we'd have to be perfect not to ever complain, Brother Mallory. Ain't that right? But I'm going to tell you something. Because we're human, we're going to complain. We're going to murmur. We're going to have days where we don't feel too good. And that's all right. That's the human side of us. I'm talking about on a regular basis. We're going to sin too. Is that right? We're going to come up short. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin every once in a while. But I don't believe God wants us to sin every day. He sure don't. And he don't want us to complain all the time. And I tell you, the Bible said this. Listen, he said, Satan cometh to kill, steal, and destroy. What did that verse say? He said, there's murmuring and disputing going on till the destroyer destroyed them. Destroyed them. They died in the wilderness complaining. And God had a rock. Think about this now. That was following them. Brother Matt, everywhere they'd go, all of a sudden they'd walk a few miles. Somebody would look up and say, ain't that same rock we drank out of yesterday? It looks like that same rock. And all of a sudden water would come up out of that rock. And they'd get to drink from that rock. And they wasn't doing anything. Nobody had to get a gun, Brother Brandon, and go work hard to kill them quail. God just brought them in and he just dropped them in that place. And the Bible said, boy, that whole land was covered with quail. Some of them got to complaining a little bit because they got too much after Moses told them not to, and it rotten and spoiled. Y'all remember that? And Moses said, well, I told y'all not to get too much. Now he said, you just get as enough as you need for this day. I like that's what this old song says, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. That's what that story is about. He said, just get just enough for what you need for today. And then you know what he said after that? He said, but on the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath, on Friday, he said, I want you to gather 2 days full, and I'm going to make it last through that Sabbath for you, so y'all ain't got to go out there and gather it up on the Sabbath. I tell you, if God sets up a law for us not to do something, he'll make provisions of a way that we can get through that day without having to do it. Y'all with me? I believe that with all my heart. He proved that time and time again. So if we will trust him, thank him, praise him for what he's done for us, you know, he might look down and see what we really appreciate and do more for us. I want to ask each one of you this. If his ways is higher than our ways, when you do something for your kids and all they do is complain about it, do you do more for them? Or do you cut back and say, well, I'll tell you what, since you didn't enjoy yourself going over to your buddy's house, other than that, I just won't let you spend the night with nobody for 2 months. We try to teach them a lesson. Is that right? We had people this year. And I was a little disappointed, but I, praise the Lord, I didn't complain, so I can preach on this. We got a $750 Christmas bonus last year, Brother Brandon. And I was getting a little closer to Christmas. Man, he kept saying, what are we going to do? I said, well, still got that bonus probably coming. And I was counting on a little bit. Everybody was there. And all of a sudden, one of the boys come in and said, did you get a Christmas card? And I said, no, not yet. He said, I got a Christmas card. Then all of a sudden, two guys overheard him said, you got a Christmas card? He said, yeah, it got mailed to house. And last year it was cash. We could spend on anything we wanted. And you know what he said? He said, I'm just hoping and praying. That was just a little good gesture that he loves to set the bone still come. He said, it was only $100 Christmas card at the Home Depot. And I said, did it say Merry Christmas on it? He said, yeah. I said, that's your Christmas bonus. Amen. Some of them started complaining. Said, can you believe? I almost want to carry it down there and turn it back in. I almost want to do this. I want to do that. I said, you know what? He didn't have to give you nothing. He didn't have to give us nothing. I still got mine. I'm going to hold it and save it. Some of them said, he gave us a gift card to Home Depot so we'd buy more tools and do more work for him. I said, well, praise the Lord. He knew he was going to need tools this year, and he bought them. He bought them. Amen. I mean, we need to be thankful for what God does for us. Amen. We get our minds set on things. Sometimes I heard a message one time, and I'll end. Brother Nick, y'all come on and get a verse of Psalm. I heard a message one time. He said, the reason most Christians gets disappointed and the reason most Christians starts complaining is we had our mind and our goals already set on something really high, and we was let down. And you know what he said? He said, we need to quit doing that. And I really like what he said, because he started out like this. He said, because this is our goal. He said, we'll say, when I get married, well, we're going to do this. And in 5 years, we're going to have children. And then we're going to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on 10 acres. And then I'm going to buy a truck I always wanted. And then we're going to do this. And then we're on our 25th anniversary, we're going to go to Alaska on a cruise. And we do all this. And you know what that man said? He said, in all that dreaming and all that good stuff that you was looking at, we forgot we had bills. We forgot we was going to have surgeries. We forgot our kids was going to get sick. We forgot the engine was going to blow up in one of our cars.